We've got to restore faith in government. That is what the President Joe Biden had to say at the CNN town hall. So you're supposed to just trust and have faith in Joe Biden. A guy that, by the way, during this town hall said he wants to ban all semi-automatic handguns, including 9mm, because now they're evil. He also wants you to have faith in him so you'll go get the vaccine. Now, even CNN's Don Lemon couldn't save Joe Biden and the disaster that this town hall became the longer Joe Biden was allowed to talk and ramble. After he gives you the talking point that the White House clearly wanted him to say, that, quote, we've got to restore faith in government, this is also what he had to say. And you tell me if there's any way you're going to have any faith in government when this is the guy running it who's telling you to go get the vaccine. Take a listen.
You got the vaccination?
Yeah.
Are you okay? I mean, you seem, no, it works. Or the mom and dad, or the neighbor, or when you go to church, or when you're, you know, no, I really mean it. There are trusted interlocutors. Think of the people, if your kid wanted to find out whether or not there's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something, or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not, you know, who are the people they talk to beyond the kids who love talking about it?
I have no idea what aliens have to do with any of this. I have no idea what the kids have to do with this. I have no idea why he's looking at Don Lemon like, you okay? I'm going to play that for you again. So now that you understand what to listen for, this man clearly has no idea what's going on. He's clearly a man who is totally babbling and has no clue what even the point is he's trying to make. And I'm supposed to listen to him when it comes to getting a vaccine or masking up America.
You got the vaccination?
Yeah.
Are you okay? I mean, you seem, no, it works. Or the mom and dad, or the neighbor, or when you go to church, or when you're, you know, no, I really mean it. There are trusted interlocutors. Think of the people, if your kid wanted to find out whether or not there's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something, or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not, you know, who are the people they talk to beyond the kids who love talking about it?
Wow. That is the President of the United States of America trying to convince you that you need to restore your faith in government. Now, let me also explain why he was on stage. He was trying to sell you, which that was a failure, unless he was maybe talking to the aliens out there watching. He was trying to get you ready and prime the pump for more lockdowns, more mask mandates, and mandates to get vaccinated. This also is going to be implemented on your children. We are seeing public schools now across the country saying, yep, we're going to take the guidance. Your child, if they're 2 years or older, 2 to 12, it doesn't matter who they are, and then high school and junior high, whether you've been vaccinated or not, you're going to wear a mask at school. And get ready. I want you to mark this moment, this date. Okay? Share this with all your family and friends. If I'm wrong, I'll apologize. But you watch. The public schools are going to go back to virtual learning by the fall. They'll get you back in class for maybe a month or two, and then the teachers' union is going to say, screw it, we're going back home. And Joe Biden's setting them up for this. A woman asked a question of him at the town hall about masking, and this is the kind way of them telling you, yeah, you're going to put that mask on, and we're going to indoctrinate with your kids first. We're going to get back to normalizing that, and then you're going to do it too. Take a listen.
Everyone under the age of 12 should probably be wearing a mask in school. That's probably what's going to happen. Secondly, those over the age of 12 who are able to get vaccinated, if you're vaccinated, you shouldn't wear a mask. If you aren't vaccinated, you should be wearing a mask.
Again, this is a guy that doesn't know what is up and what is down. Now, he did get the talking point out there, right? Well, it's probably going to happen. No, it's not. It is happening. There is no probably. That's why this is called propaganda. It's no probably here. Your kids in public schools are going to wear masks. The White House's job from the Department of Education, from the teachers union, was to go out there and tell you you're going to wear a mask. But act like it's probably. Act like this this mask mandate is going to be based on science when it's based on politics. And if you want to know just how up and down and how ridiculous Joe Biden was last, if you want to know just how crazy and up and down Joe Biden was at this CNN town hall, listen to this crazy logic. Joe Biden actually came out, and I'm just using this example of why there is no faith in this government. There is no trust in the Biden administration. There is no trust of Dr. Fauci. There is no trust that they know what's going on. He actually came down and said, crime is down, and then immediately says, gun violence and murder rates are up. So is crime down if gun violence and murder rates are up? This is a guy that, again, up is down, down is up, left is right is left. He has no idea what the hell he's doing. Take a listen.
So how will you address gun violence from a federal point of view to actually bring about change and make our local cities safer?
Now, I'm not being a wise guy. There's no reason you should. Have you seen my gun violence legislation I've introduced? As you know, because you're so involved, actually, crime is down. Gun violence and murder rates are up. Guns. I'm the only guy that ever got passed legislation when I was a senator to make sure we eliminated assault weapons. The idea you need a weapon that can have the ability to fire 20, 30, 40, 50, 120 shots from that weapon, whether it's a 9mm pistol or whether it's a rifle, is ridiculous.
So let me just recap what the president's trying to convince you of. 9mm handguns are evil. They now need to be banned. That was never in his legislation, but now it is. The crime rates in this country are down, but murder rates are up. That is crime, by the way. Violent crime is up, but he says crime is down. So up is down and down is up. And we're going to ban guns and all of this. Oh, and you're going to probably wear masks. Well, we know you're going to wear masks. And you need to have faith in the government and trust in the government that everything is going to be okay. You want to know why people aren't getting vaccinated right now? It's because when this guy talks, people think he has no idea what the hell he's doing. They don't understand what he's saying. Right? Even Don Lemon pressed Joe Biden on issues like the filibuster is a relic of Jim Crow and why protect it and things like that. He had no idea how to even answer those questions. I'm not going to bore you with playing them because it was just, it's a babbling idiot on stage. Biden also came out and said about foreign leaders. Well, they trust me as a guy. Foreign leaders asked me, you know, wow, man, you're really back. We're so glad you're back. Another example of a babbling idiot. And if you want to know why the world is going to take advantage of us, it's because they see what I see. They see what you're seeing. They see a guy that doesn't even know how to answer basic questions.
What do you say to your grandchildren? Or your children about what's happening? Do you ever remember a time like this before in the entire history, whether you're a Democrat or Republican? This is not who we are. And I'll say one last thing. I've had a lot of experience internationally. And I mean that not good or bad, just I have. I've chaired the Foreign Relations Committee. I've been deeply involved. I did national security for the administration with Barack. But folks, the rest of the world's wondering about us. Those of you who travel abroad, not a joke. You asked, you know, when I went to this G7, all the major democracies, I walked in and I know a lot of them because of my role in the past. And they walk in and I said, America's back. And they go, I'm serious, heads of state. I give you my word as a Biden. I said, are you really back? I mean, how can we believe you, Joe, but will the country ever get it together? I talked to Xi Jinping in China, who I know well. We don't agree on a lot of things. He's a bright and really tough guy. He truly believes that the 21st century will be determined by oligarchs. I'm not a joke. Democracies cannot function in the 21st century, the argument is, because things are moving so rapidly. So rapidly that you can't pull together a nation that is divided to get a consensus on acting quickly. So autocrats, autocracies. I had a long meeting with Putin and I know him well. These guys actually are betting betting, I'm not joking, on autocracies. Democracy has to stand up and demonstrate to get something done. It's not just important that we're... I really mean it.
No, I really mean it. I really mean it, folks. Okay, well then, let me ask a couple questions. And I didn't interrupt that on purpose because I wanted you to hear what he had to say. Why is it that you and your government are doing everything you can to divide us? Divide us on science, divide us on COVID, vaccines, divide us on mass, divide us on race, divide us on police, dividing us on just basic law and order. They're taking advantage of you, Joe. They're not asking you if America's really back. They're trying to figure out your cognitive mindset. They're trying to figure out how weak you are as a leader and how weak you're making your country. They're not responding to you, Joe Biden, in a positive way. They're looking at this as an opportunity. If you want to know why they do believe what they believe, it's because they actually believe that America right now, under the leadership of Joe Biden, is not going to survive. That they're going to have an advantage over America because you're in charge. Let me give you another example of why people don't have faith in the government, which Joe Biden says you must have. It's because they're not even consistent on basic things. Go back to COVID for an example. Look at all of these Democrats that left the state of Texas, right? Which is breaking the law from their constitutional duty, an oath that they all swore when they took office in Texas to vote. And instead of voting on an issue, they said, we're going to leave so you guys can't vote on the issue. That's not democracy. That's not how this works. And not only did they leave the state, they went to D.C. They're now getting COVID left and right. They went on a private jet. They didn't follow the CDC guidelines. They didn't have their masks on. And we're seeing more of them and more of them and more of them actually get COVID. I'll give you an example. One of the people on that plane that left the state of Texas, this Democrat, Donna Howard, said, quote, we need to follow the science here, referring to COVID. Texas needs to change course and allow for universal mask wearing to prevent spread of the highly contagious Delta variant, especially as children under 12 cannot get vaccinated yet. Hashtag Texas pledge. This is the same woman that got on a plane a week ago to flee her duty as an elected official and was on a plane smiling while drinking, what was it, Miller Lite? Should have gotten at least Corona Lite, right? Maybe not as many of them would have gotten the COVID-19 sickness. She's on a plane without a mask, and now she wants to preach at the people in Texas while she refuses to do her job. This is what we're dealing with. Now, Peter Ducey over at Fox asked White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki about this, because by definition now, this is a super spreader event. Remember every time they came on TV and Fauci called things super spreader events, and the Democrats called any group of Republicans or Donald Trump having campaign events or a meeting a super spreader event? Remember that. But Black Lives Matter burning cities in large groups was not a super spreader event. And so he asked, like, hey, Democrats are actually doing super spreader events. It's now a super spreader event based on how many people were there and now how many people have COVID. Will you guys at least admit this? Listen to the White House. And this is why no one trusts them on COVID. Take a listen.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Jen. More than 10% of the traveling party with these Texas Democrats now claim to have a breakthrough case. Is there any concern that this trip that was intended to advocate for voting rights is now a super spreader event in Washington?
Well, I would say that's not a characterization we're making from here. We certainly understand there will be breakthrough cases. Even vaccines that are incredibly effective are not foolproof. They're not 100% effective. We've seen that. Here's the good news, though. We know that these vaccines, that these individuals, I think, if I'm correct, have been vaccinated. It means that it protects from death. It protects from serious illness. It protects, for the most part, from hospitalization. So that is a good sign.
Now that COVID-19...
Okay, so to be clear, she didn't answer the question. Now imagine if a bunch of Republicans fled a state, didn't wear masks, got on a private jet, what the White House would be saying. They would say being irresponsible, they're trying to kill people, they're trying to kill grandmother, this is a super spreader event. But since they are Democrats who have met with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, and we've turned them into heroes for getting on a plane and leaving the state, which is against the law and the oath they took when they were sworn into office in Texas, we're not going to, quote, characterize it that way. Something else she just admitted to, which I'm glad we now have on record, is the White House is admitting that you can get COVID even after getting the COVID-19 vaccine. That was a little slip from this White House, which doesn't help you push, get the vaccine, everything's going to be okay, which goes back to the issue of integrity and honesty that Joe Biden mentioned earlier. If you want people to trust the government, then stop lying to them. Start telling them what I already know as someone who's gotten the COVID-19 vaccine. What I know now is there's a chance I can still get COVID. What I know is it's going to, if I get COVID, hopefully not put my life at risk with significant health effects. It's very much like the flu shot. Somebody needs to come out in the government, Fauci or Biden, and look at the American people saying, look, COVID-19 vaccine, clearly we're learning, is not going to make sure or guarantee you're not going to get COVID. We're seeing a large number of people that are getting COVID. The good news is their symptoms are extremely mild. And the possibility of hospitalization is much lower for those vaccinated. They should tell us the same thing we know about the flu shot. And if they did, you might have more people get the damn shot. But when they know that you cannot be trusted, and they know that you're lying to us about this vaccine, people are more likely to give you the middle finger and say, the hell with you. Now, listen to the follow-up question from Peter Ducey after she gave this BS political answer that gets the White House in even more trouble.
COVID-19, after contact with those Democrats, has reached the White House. What is your message to these Texas Democrats?
Our message continues to be, thanks for standing up for voting rights and the rights of Americans to have their voices heard at the voting booth, and we appreciate their efforts in that regard.
Certain places are bringing mask mandates back now, including for vaccinated people. What does President Biden think about that?
Well, Peter, we know that some employers, hospitals, health systems, colleges and universities, which we've seen put in place mask mandates, some large and small employers have chosen to take this step. That's entirely appropriate. That's their decision to make. That's not an initiative we're instituting from the federal government. But we know that companies, private sector employees, health institutions, educational institutions will take steps in order to keep the people in their communities safe.
Well, there it is. The White House is making it clear. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Hey, institutions. Hey, hospitals. Hey, schools. Hey, large employers. You better get a mask mandate back on the books. Hey, stores. Hey, grocery stores. You better get a mask mandate. And they're just priming the pipe here, right? They don't want to be the ones that declare it. They want everybody to do their dirty work for them because they actually got it wrong. Based on science, what we're seeing is that the mask mandate probably should not have been lifted as quickly as it was because we're nowhere close to herd immunity. That's number one. Number two, the government and the CDC made a recommendation to take your mask off if you've been vaccinated to entice people to get vaccinated. They basically knew they were lying to you. They knew that you should probably be wearing the mask. Now, I want to make this clear. I'm not advocating for the mask or not advocating. I'm just telling you the logic behind this decision, which is why people don't trust the government. The government basically knew that the mask mandate should probably stay in effect, but they wanted you so badly to get the vaccine that they needed to dangle a carrot in front of your face, which is you can go back to normal life if you get the vaccine. And then we'll reverse it all in a couple months, which is exactly what they're doing right now. In other words, they lied to you. They said, get the vaccine. You don't have to wear a mask. You can go to concerts. You can do things. And now they're saying, just kidding. You got to put the mask back on. We're going to start shutting things down, but we're going to demand the private sector do it for us first. And then we're going to mandate your kids wear them in schools. But that's not going to come from us. That's going to come from the schools. And then we're going to tell you it's the responsible thing to do to wear your mask again and to shut everything back down again. If you don't realize what they're doing right now, then realize it right now. I'm telling you, the lockdowns are coming. It's going to happen. It's a matter of time. Virtual learning is coming back to our public schools. The teachers' unions just have to get the kids in school for a few weeks, and then we'll go back to virtual learning. It's coming. Get ready. The Delta variant is worse. We know that based on what the scientific data that we have. And we clearly are not going to win this war on COVID right now because there's so many people that don't trust the government, which is the number one reason why now people are not getting the vaccine. They think they're being lied to about everything. And based on what I just showed you, based on what I just showed you in the last 24 hours, there's no reason to trust this government right now under the Biden administration. You don't know what is a fact and what is fiction, what is propaganda and what is truth. And that's the reason why people are saying, the hell with you, I'm not getting the shot. I want to give you another example of where Joe Biden lied, and this is another reason why people don't trust this administration. This is just some of the lies. I can't even play all the lies for you in this town hall. But let me give you this example. Food prices are set to spike by 14% by October. Inflation, they say, is going to cause food prices to increase again over the coming months. We're seeing anywhere between 10 to 14% by October 1 is what analysts are now predicting. That's a, I mean, you think about that. That's 14 cents on every dollar. The U.S. economy and the food industry right now is struggling with food prices skyrocketing. Based on different categories, you're seeing even higher. Poultry through the roof. Beef through the roof. There's a widespread need for labor. Steeply increasing consumer demand, supply chain problems, shipping delays, all contributing to these food prices. Not only do they believe that over the next year, food prices could be up a total of 15 to 20%, but beef prices have increased by 4.5% in the month of June alone. 4.5% increase in beef prices in a month. That's the biggest one-month increase since June of 2020. Poultry, fish, and eggs have increased 2.5% in the last month alone. Beef and veal costs 13% more in June 2021 than February of 2020. Pork up 11.4% than a year ago. Restaurant and grocery stores are raising their prices to cope with this inflation, passing the costs on to you, the consumer. Pizza prices through the roof. In fact, let me give you another example. One New Jersey chicken wing store told consumers that they had to increase their prices more than 50%. 50% saying, we're sorry, this is what we're having to pay to get the finished product to your table. We don't want to do it. What does Joe Biden have to say about all of this? He's just going to lie to you and make up numbers that no one in the media is going to fact check. What you're about to hear from Joe Biden is literally something he pulled out of his presidential AWS. Take a listen.
First of all, the good news is the economy is picking up significantly. It's rational when you think about it. The cost of an automobile is kind of back to what it was before the pandemic. We compare what the prices were for the last year in the pandemic, and they are up. They're up because, in fact, there was not much call for. For example, automobiles. You know, you had the rental car companies selling off their entire stock. You found yourself in the same way with automobile dealers. And all of a sudden now it's coming back. We're going to grow at 7% as expected. We created more jobs in the first 6 months of our administration than any time in American history. No administration's ever created as many jobs. And all of a sudden people are saying, no, I don't say it. But it goes to the legitimate question being asked about the concern about inflation. Yes. The vast majority of the experts, including Wall Street, are suggesting that it's highly unlikely that it's going to be long-term inflation that's going to get out of hand. There will be near-term inflation because everything is now trying to be picked back up. And by the way, that's one of the reasons why I also signed an executive order dealing with the whole idea of competition. You know, the idea that we're in a situation where there are so many companies who are keeping people out of the competition. For example, you have over 600,000 people out there signing, 6 million people signing, I better check the number, of signing non-compete agreements. Not because they have any secret, but because they work for one fast food restaurant and they're told they can't get 10 cents more going across town, going to the other fast food restaurant. Why? To keep wages down. And so what's happening now is all of a sudden people are having choices. You know, I always thought the free market system was not only that there's competition among companies, but guess what? Companies should have to compete for workers. You know,
By the way, I mean, what he was just talking about there is just total crap. It is. There's not non-competes that are being between restaurants and towns over 10 cents. That he lied. The idea that he said that he actually believes that the economy will soar at 7% is not based on any economic data. There's not a single economist out there that's predicting what he is predicting. It doesn't happen. It doesn't exist. But this is another example of the media just letting you off the hook. And if you notice right there in that answer, did you hear anybody at CNN step in and go, that's not true? This is when he downplays inflation and predicts the economy will soar 7% this year, there's no one that is believing that. It doesn't exist. But it doesn't matter, I guess, because you can just make up crap as you go when you are a Democrat. Here's another example of how much Joe Biden was lying. Joe Biden quotes Larry Summers. Larry Summers, an economist, worked under the Biden administration, and Summers now actually says he's more concerned than he was when he first issued his warnings over inflation, right? This is a new real fear. And Larry Summers is probably right. The former Treasury Secretary, who knows his crap, has been warning since February that President Joe Biden's big spending agenda was creating the risk of an inflation spike this year, potentially cutting into the economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. For the moment, at least, Summers says he's very concerned. The government said Tuesday, and this is, I'm reading from an article from a week and a half ago, that the consumer price index rose 5.4% in June from the same month last year. That is the biggest jump since 2008. As costs for everything from used cars and trucks to restaurant meals and hotel stays continue to soar, it marked the second straight month of sharply higher prices. June prices also unexpectedly rose 0.9% from May, undercutting the argument that the increases only look bad in comparison to last year when the pandemic was, well, in its full force. So again, Biden's lying. But then he goes on stage and just makes up crap. He actually says that Larry Summers is not worried about inflation when Larry Summers has doubled down a week and a half ago, saying, the former Treasury Secretary, saying that he's extremely now worried about inflation. Take a listen to Joe Biden lying, and no one on stage with him, Don Lemon, saying that's not true.
I don't know anybody, including Larry Summers, who's a friend of mine, who's worried about inflation.
That's a lie. I just read for you the quote from Larry Summers. Larry Summers says he's not just worried about inflation, he's extremely worried about inflation. And this has been a thorn in the side of the Joe Biden White House because Larry Summers is a liberal. Larry Summers, the former Treasury Secretary, who's a Democrat. And the former Treasury Secretary, Larry Summers, has been warning President Joe Biden's big spending agenda has created the risk of an inflation spike that we have not seen in decades. But hey, if you're Joe Biden, just go on CNN, walk on stage, and say something that's not true. Make up a lie. There are multiple news articles and interviews with Larry Summers in the last 2 weeks and since February where he's saying, we are worried about inflation. But then again, you got the liberal media on your team, on your side, telling the world on your behalf that Larry Summers actually doesn't believe what Larry Summers has been preaching is a concern about inflation. Play it again.
I don't know anybody, including Larry Summers, who's a friend of mine, who's worried about inflation.
And CNN, by the way, knows that that statement is a lie because CNN has even done segments about Larry Summers' warning. So Don Lemon just says, we got to access the president. We'll let him on stage and we'll give him a microphone to make up crap, to be a pathological liar on stage. Remember when CNN came out and said they were going to ban people that supported Donald Trump because they were making up lies? And then Jake Tapper was like, I'm not going to have people that have lied on the record on my show to push their lies and propaganda. You guys just had a whole stage created and built for a guy to give you propaganda last night because it's the propaganda that you want. It is lies that you're willing to help sell the American people to give credibility to by not questioning him. Don Lemon is not an idiot. I did his show hundreds of times. He knew that that was a lie, and the reason why I didn't step in, because it was a lie, he is okay with them telling the world. I hope every one of you listening right now will share this podcast with your family and friends so they can hear all the lies that Joe Biden told during this town hall. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to our podcast for free so you get this podcast each and every day on your phone, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.